Hello and welcome back to episode 14 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined once again by Bronel and R. I'm getting better at it.
You're getting better, yeah.
At it. I remembered anyway. But before we get started, I just want to say thanks again to our sponsor, Player Golf. You can get 10%, 15% off at Player Golf.
Better.
PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen. 15% off. Thanks again to Player Golf.
The gear is awesome.
The gear is awesome, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that people out there are starting to hop on the train, see it a little bit more, and it's a good company run by a good group of fellas. So yeah, I guess we'll get into the Fort Worth tournament this week. Rosie ran away with it.
Did he ever.
Wasn't really close. 66-64. 66-64. Good weekend.
Player. It was sunny out there, so we didn't need the shades.
Yeah, it was kind of... Which is hilarious because he wasn't wearing shades.
Wasn't overcast, so we didn't have the shades on.
Is that... You think it's like a luck thing? Like he had a good round once where he went the opposite, so now he just does it all the time? Or is he just...
Trolling Harv?
The opposite guy.
I never put that much thought into it, to be honest with you. It just strikes me as odd that he's wearing glasses when it's overcast and no glasses when it's sunny out.
Wow. He should go no glasses all the time.
How old is he? Because he looks old.
Yeah. Just
a quick stat check here.
Like, he looks weathered.
Yeah, he's 37.
Ridden hard and put away.
Just because he's British. That's... The Brits always look a little older, though.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I'll give you that.
37, yeah.
37, I mean, that's still pretty old. I mean,
it's old.
Not that
but
we're getting up there, but...
Like, Sunday, he was absolutely dialed.
Dialed. I wonder if he's peaking a little bit early, though, hey?
We said that before.
Yeah, we have.
I mean, he peaked a little early before the Masters.
Yeah,
he's,
and he finished
12.
What has he played? 10 tournaments and has 5 top 10s or something like that? $4.5 million in 10 tournaments.
Mr. Consistent, for sure.
Yeah, he's good. He's playing really well. One other one that's stuck out on the leaderboard is Bob's son, T5, Kevin Tway.
My boy.
We'll get to that. Yeah. We'll get to that.
But yeah.
Just something I noticed.
Where did Spieth finish?
Spieth?
Down.
He was down, yeah.
Because didn't he come out and say he doesn't misread the greens at Colonial?
He did say that, yep.
Yeah, well, he misread them to the tune of T32.
Mm-hmm.
But
must have had a lot of chips.
Yep, a lot of chips. But another guy up there, Brooks.
Yeah, man. He's looking good right now.
The WWE wrestler.
Brooks
he's
is
a big man.
He's a stacked dude.
Yeah.
He's pretty.
If he can put together 4 rounds.
You're not hitting up on him.
He's got a good chance. Yeah.
No.
He
shot 70 in the first round.
Yeah.
63-67-63. Mm-hmm. That's a good Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
He's out there hitting 9 irons like 190 or 185 or some bullshit.
It's crazy.
Like flexing on balls.
Like we hit him that long here, but we got a 50 mile an hour gust behind us.
Yeah. Oh, that's a dream. I know we've talked about it on several other podcasts, but just to live a day in the life of someone that could hit the ball that far. Like,
and just straight and consistent.
And shoot under par.
Yeah.
And make every putt. We all can't be Jason Day. But, yeah, I mean, it was another tournament where surprisingly decent field. Cream rises to the top. Like,
speaking of making putts, how about old Kevin Na, our buddy there?
Yeah.
He made a lot of putts on Sunday. Shot 61.
Yeah, he... He's a big loser, but...
He did not look good doing so. Nope.
I didn't mind the shirt. You have problems with that shirt.
What about that argument he got with in his caddy on
Thursday? Yeah, I didn't like
Thursday.
That
Thursday? Was it Thursday? Yeah.
Yeah, they won. They got in a huge argument, and caddy said he didn't like the shot, and he hit exactly where the caddy told him he was going to hit it.
Yeah.
And then chipped in for birdie.
Chipped it in, yeah. He was left of the green, right? And then he chipped it in for birdie, and then he gets to tell the caddy to zip his trap again, but he was right.
Yeah. And then he comes out and wears that shirt on Sunday.
I wonder how many times you think that happens in a round that cameras don't pick up.
Well, they say Bubba just berates his caddy all the time.
But I bet you every... I'd have a hard time as a caddy telling the pro what to do. Like, that's their job, obviously. And a lot of guys, that's a business relationship. It's not necessarily... Like, not every guy's friends.
Yeah.
It's... No. This guy is a good caddy, and we're not friends. We just work together.
Yeah.
So I could see there be a few disputes and things like that. But I feel like if you are a friend with your caddy, you have a little bit of an edge. But it could be argued the other way, that if it's a business relationship, that guy's more focused on it and is willing to actually tell you that you're wrong.
Turf Bones after what, like, are they 20 years together?
That's Bones that's doing commentary now, right?
And then I thought they were just calling his brother on the bag. Phil's brother caddies for him.
Yeah, well, I thought when I first heard Bones on the telecast, I wasn't sure if they were just, they gave another guy the Bones nickname or if that was actually him or not, but
that's him.
He's a pretty good commentator, too.
He's not bad, yeah.
So
then you got Spieth and his caddy. They're like, I think they sleep together at night. they're inseparable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That bearded guy.
But yeah, did you guys see the Kevin Na's daughter's hat?
That was a girl,
right? I think, yeah, it was.
I'm pretty sure that was a dress, but that hat, like, I don't know what that was.
It looked like a pylon that had been soaked down and wilted a bit. I don't know.
Yeah, like, they were driving down the road, saw a pylon in the pothole, maybe.
You ever see that?
Plucked it out of the pothole.
It was still better than a shirt, though. His shirt looked like the Mother's Day cards my kids made for, you know, and they're 1 and 2 years old.
Did you see, it's an old news clip of the guy where he's like, we got a professional sketch of it, and it's that Asian pointy hat with the guy with just like the mustache.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what it reminded me of. We got the culprit. But I think it might have been, was it the leprechaun in the tree?
The leprechaun, yeah.
It's exactly what that kid's hat reminded me of.
Probably a crackhead.
That's what that kid reminded me of.
Anyways, that's enough talk about Kevin Na.
Yeah.
For now.
Leaderboard alert. Joaquin Niemann was top 10.
The young gun.
Quietly, too.
He had a good first tournament. I can't remember if he was top 10 in that tournament or not.
Yeah.
And then he went like three or four missed cuts in a row. And then all of a sudden miss again. So
back,
He's pouring it on.
You guys see John Rahm chunk those two in the water on Sunday?
I didn't.
Oh, man. Just like 120-yard wedge shots, got it halfway.
You would have thought he would have pulled a Thomas Peters and just snapped.
Well, he might have. The cameras pulled away from him.
They wouldn't show him. They know now.
Yeah. They know that.
Don't give him the time.
They know bombs and broken clubs and ducks are getting hit by clubs and stuff.
The rare pressure chunk.
Yeah.
Still shot 68.
I think because he was scrambling big time. But
he's overrated.
Working hard.
I like him. How about those Canucks, eh?
Yeah.
Silverman.
Yep.
Started out hot and then shot 65 on Sunday, too.
Has he played in many tournaments? Like, is he playing regularly?
Yeah, the odd tournament.
Mike Weir just hates these guys.
Mike Weir hates these guys farther
and farther down the list of relevant Canadian golfers.
Yeah.
Just another one up there. Silverman now. Hughes now. Connors now.
Yeah, Connors pulled in over 200K. Silverman 163. That goes a long way.
Oh, yeah. And it definitely, like, Connors has got to be, what is he up to now? 109 in FedEx Cup? He's moving up a little bit.
That's it? Yeah. I would have thought higher.
I thought higher, too, because he's had quite a few finishes. But and then Hadwin made the cut?
Yeah.
He's my only cut made in picks,
But cut making machine.
I think that's 14 or 15 for 15. Yeah, I mean, that goes a long way. You're making every cut. Your bank account grows pretty quickly. So, Canadian golf's in a good place right now. National Golf Day today.
Yep.
We all hit the links.
Yep.
Separate times this week, though. For those folks listening to the pod, we try to get a round in right before the pod. Get the juices flowing. This week we had to split up prior to. Someone couldn't make it, but
we won't say who.
Yep. how about speaking of friendship and golfing, friend of the pod, Rory Sabatini. Guy's up there. What'd he do?
Yeah.
Was he T4?
T20.
T20?
Four top 30s in a row for him. Four tournaments in a row. Whew.
66 on Sunday.
Plans and consistent golf right now.
Must be that bracelet or cowboy wristband hat? Or whatever. No, he's not wearing the cowboy hat right now, but he's still got the choker necklace.
He must have made like a personal bet with himself. No cowboy hats till you're back in the winner's.
Yeah, until he wins. Yeah, and then he's putting it on.
Oh man,
yeah.
If he wins, this pod's going berserk.
Yeah, yeah, we will be sending him fan mail.
How about Timmy Heron up there? T11. I didn't even think that guy was still alive.
Yep, I would have lost the
bet. He's 48.
That's it?
Yeah.
Looks 88.
He looks old.
Tim Heron. Didn't he put out a tweet or something like his wife had him planned to do like yard work this week or something. Then he made the cut. So he couldn't do it.
Just had to hire someone now. Yeah. I'm not going to make it home this weekend. What? Oh, yeah. You made the cut? Yeah. There's lots of, but that's again goes back to the theme of you look at a leaderboard every week, and there's one or two random dudes mm-hmm. in the top old guys. 20. Yeah,
yeah. Always a couple of old guys up there.
Just a couple that are kind of. I either forgot this guy was still on tour or he was dead or.
Yeah. You know. Well, Sabatini.
Yeah.
He's having. We should check like what's his best year on tour is. Because well, I bet this one's going to break it, blow it out of the water.
It was probably, the previous one was probably seven years ago, if not more.
For sure.
So, yeah, it was, Shubhankar Sharma's up there.
Hell, yeah.
He's back.
Just another exemption for this week, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Asswagon. Just a week early, eh?
Took him a week early.
A week early.
T4. Well, South Africans are tough to predict.
Yep. They're always around. Asswagon.
They're always around or they're always not around.
I feel Charles got something in him this week. Something up his sleeve. Yep. We'll see when we get to picks. See how excited we are. Especially when we get to picks and we can see what Nick Watney did this week.
Are you talking about him, man?
Yeah.
What do you do? Oh, yeah. 79-76. Good enough for second last.
That gets you in third front. Third flight in Moose Jaw tournament.
Yeah, but let's talk
about dead last.
Keith Clearwater.
Oh, yeah.
Going 83-82.
Yeah.
That's Stephen Bowditch territory.
Yeah, plus 25.
Wow, that is
You know bad. Who else was down there? Frowny Kaufman.
Ooh. He's losing that card.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That thing's gone. Yeah. He should just probably try and caddy for JT or Spieth.
Yeah, wow, Spieth.
They'd probably...
He's not going anywhere.
They'd probably... Like, JT might let him caddy.
Maybe.
That goes back to are they? It depends if your caddy's your friend or not.
If he's that bad, is he even going to be a good enough caddy though?
Yeah, clearly his mental game isn't there.
No.
Yeah.
Sticks. He got married too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All bets are off. But before we get into pro tip and our feature build a golfer this week, one last one we should touch on is Charlie Hoffman.
Mr. Round One.
Mr. Round One. That guy loves Thursdays. I wonder what happens. On maybe, Thursday night.
Maybe he's an alcoholic.
Could and maybe he sobers up on the flight
Thursday night
practice round or something. And then he gets in a first and gets out.
Pours it on.
Goes to trivia night at the trivia Scottish night. Pub and just gets dickered. Like what? I don't understand how he can be so much better in round one.
Yeah. It does not make sense.
You think once you got to know the course a little bit more
you'd for be some consistent. Tournaments
you'd improve, you know.
Yeah. I do not know.
Yeah,
I do not know what explains it, but that guy stinks on weekends.
Yeah.
Really good round one, though. So, you got to remember, too, that just pretty much puts him in the cut every week, or most times.
Yeah.
He just goes from first to 40th, makes the cut, and then finishes 50th.
Yeah.
Just a weird
Same
guy.
Routine every week.
Just a cut-making machine. So maybe that's why. He goes out... Shoots a great Thursday so that he can make a little bit of money and then just parties getting, for 3 days.
Knows he's getting paid and just hits the booze.
Yeah.
I mean, we should also talk about Adam Scott, who needed to have a good week and actually went backwards in the rankings. So he needs to
Yeah, so he must have had some bad tournaments that are coming on.
He was bad for a long time, though.
Yeah, he was bad for, yeah. Well, he's, once they took the anchoring away, he went toast or downhill, just like Webb and Keegan Bradley and
so his
Kuchar, and then they all kind of figured it out, and he's
adding these decent finishes, but he's also dropping decent finishes and adding poor ones.
Is he still hitting that $20 driver?
Did he get a new one finally? I think he's got a new one.
Yeah. All right, well.
Must be nice.
That wraps up this week's recap. Decent tournament. Big things to come this week, though. Memorial. Before we get into the Build a Golfer unique little feature we got going on this week, just wanted to touch base with Mikey Majette, on a pro tip for the week. He's got a nice little something to try out on the range here for just kind of a practice drill for people. Yep. But he says what he wants you to do is, if obviously not everyone has the opportunity to go for a four-hour round all the time. So if you're going to the range, something that you can do is essentially create a green and a fairway in your mind on the course. Go through your full pre-shot routine and essentially golf around, so to speak, on the range. So that means you're essentially dividing the driving range in half, or whatever you want to call it.
Thirds,
whatever, and you're trying to hit fairways, so you're hitting balls in a direction rather than just aim and fire.
Yeah.
Because his exact words are, if you're just out there to hit, all you're doing is going for exercise. You're not actually trying to go to get back better. You're just out there swinging, right? So he said, create a green, cut it in half, cut it in a third, try to hit a bunch of shots in the same general direction using your actual pre-shot routine. It's kind of hard to do when you get there to spend, because even though you're not going for rounds, it's probably going to take you an hour to go through a bucket doing your pre-shot routines.
Oh, yeah, I'm guilty for just dragging him over and whacking him.
Yeah, just.
But
that's kind of.
Makes more sense for sure.
If you can actually get better if you're creating
practice
a green.
Practice like you play.
Go through the full routine. Hard to do for an amateur, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it for three holes. Like, you've done three holes and then you just start whacking them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even if you're doing it for three holes, that's still better than.
None holes.
Also, just before we move on, though, just a reminder, people out there, if you go to gogolfonline.com, use the code DTG10.
Right.
Mike's got some interesting packages on there, so check it out.
Player shot 66 today.
Yeah, he was in a pro tourney. I can't remember where it was, but he sent us the pick first, 66.
Mm-hmm.
It was at Westchester Hills Golf Club. Not bad. Guy can play. So, yeah. All right, moving on. We got an interesting feature for everyone today, this episode. We've decided to put together our own Build-A-Golfer draft, so to speak. So, just to set this up for everyone, we have seven categories. We got driving, irons, wedges, putting, scrambling, looks, and personal life.
Got it all covered.
And we essentially drafted out our teams.
Our
PGA build-a-golfer.
If you put them all together.
This is your perfect guy. Now, obviously, we didn't do it just everyone picks their own perfect golfer, because then there's a chance that we all had the same.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it would have been.
There'd be a couple of overlaps, probably.
So we decided to draft it out.
Yeah. Basically, we're looking for the Tiger in his prime golfer right now.
Yeah, exactly. Win it all.
The best at everything
in a draft form.
Yeah.
So before we go, we will go section by section, category by category, but just to recap, I want to recap for the folks how the first round went, and then we'll get into each category, and then obviously you got to keep in mind that there might be some stinkers out there, but that's because they're the 20th overall pick, so somebody that was good at wedges could have been taken as driver or whatever.
But there's not. There's only 21 picks.
There's only 21, so there was still lots of girth there.
Yeah.
But first overall, Harv had first overall in the Builder Golfer Draft. And what did you do with that first overall, Harv?
I went with the most obvious choice out there. Dustin Johnson's personal life.
That is so obvious.
Pretty easy. Most obvious.
What? I mean, what isn't to like about that personal life?
Yeah.
Paulina.
Can't think of anything.
Paulina.
Wayne.
I would say Wayne first. Yeah.
I wasn't sure. Yeah. I thought I'd go with Paulina.
Cocaine.
Coming back from cocaine.
Yeah. Avoid, always take the elevator, Dustin. Watch out for those stairs.
Yeah, he's got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see some of the... Well,
like how would you feel?
He used to be active on social media. He's not as much anymore, but
like he probably still kind makes of with like sponsorship and stuff. He's probably bringing in $50 million a year.
Yep. And the family he's part of
brings in 100 plus.
Yeah.
Like
restaurants, wines.
Mike Weir? Or Wayne Gretzky. Yeah,
Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky gets someone else to stomp the grapes for him.
Wayne Gretzky's wine is really good, and I'm not even a big wine fan.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Guy does it all.
Yeah. Well, how's Mike Weir's wine?
Not that great.
No? You've had it?
He squishes the grapes with his bare feet.
Yeah.
How could it be that good?
Yeah, just
maybe get a little
sockless feet.
Thread of green in there in a glass.
Yeah. There's a thread of one of his masters.
He uses
jacket.
Like a thread off the master, just like ties it.
Uses his coat as the strainer for the wines. You pour every bottle of my wine.
The
has
slogan
been
on the wine.
Strained through
yeah.
my strained through the right left sleeve of my master's jacket. I love Mike Weir. First overall, DJ's personal life.
Yep.
All right.
Then I had second overall.
I
watched this guy play for a few rounds on the weekend, and I had to go Brooks for looks.
Brooks for looks.
That guy is so handsome.
And jacked.
And huge.
And good style. Everything.
Just want to fall asleep in his arms.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like his head might be a little bit too big.
I was hiding the rod on Sunday watching him.
Yeah, his head might be a little bit too big, but that's probably from the performance-enhancing drugs he's been taking.
His head is perfect.
And his face. His hat fits so nicely. And his jaw is perfectly symmetrical with his hat beak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should stop talking about
it. All right, perfect. So that... And I had third overall. And it's pretty hard. I wanted to go... Well, it was a snake draft, so I had third and fourth, so... Technically, it's
the same pick.
Same pick. So, I went two. I'm gonna go two here, just because I wasn't sure which one would actually be three. But I took at three Jason Day for his putter.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is a runaway at shots gained putting. He's fourth in putts per round, and he's at 207 in a row this year inside 4 feet. 100%.
Wow.
207
inside
in a row.
5 feet, I think, isn't it?
No, he's missed a couple inside 5 feet.
Oh.
Yeah, but 207 in a row inside 4 feet.
I've made 207 in a row. So I just picked him up.
Yeah. Four foot give me. Putter length. Yeah, that's a good point. And then fourth, could have been third. Personal life, I took Tiger Woods.
That's a bit of a head scratcher, but
well,
he's got a lot of money, so.
Some people might say you wanted Tiger Woods. Old personal life back in the Elon days and you know hookers and blow and
I think it was prescription pills but
oh yeah prescription I think it was prescription pills but now even now still if it's current he is worth so much. He's so notable. He's got his foundation. He's got everything you need, plus he's got his rep, like his reputation from the past.
Mm-hmm.
He's not tied down.
His reputation isn't totally sparkling clean, but...
Well, I was more talking about the sex part.
But, okay, yeah.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Tiger's the man. Just going... Just being Tiger Woods, I think. Just like being Dustin Johnson. The personal life is a big one. So, yeah. I took Tiger.
Okay, let's go through the
driver. All right, drivers.
No one took them first overall?
Nope. Kay. So, yeah, you go ahead.
Well, go with the guy who got picked first in driving. Harv, who'd you take?
Oh, it was me? Yeah. I took Rory McIlroy. I mean, when he's winning tournaments, his driver is unbelievable. Second to none. Big, high draw.
Yeah.
Just killed.
Towering 350 drives.
It's just amazing to watch. Yeah. And which I like his swing with it. And it's just...
His swing is so smooth. It's incredible.
Yeah, and he... would he just come off second in Europe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, probably should have won that. But yeah, he... it's just... fun to watch, and I can watch it all day on a loop.
Yeah, his swing is really good.
Then I had the next one, wherever he fell in the draft, I'm not sure, but I took Tommy Fleetwood first in total driving. Something to wow. Put a feather in your cap there. He was 26th in accuracy and 33rd in distance, so
yeah, he's good.
I mean, he's got it first
combined.
That's
impressive.
So combined, essentially how they do the stat is just what place are you in, and your total rank. So his total rank is essentially 59, which is the highest first in total driving. But that's what I was kind of tossing around. Obviously, Rory and DJ were already gone at this point, who I think are probably two of the
DJ
top ones.
DJ was not gone. Oh, yeah, gone for, gotcha.
Yeah, so I couldn't really take him in the draft purposes. I thought about taking Bubba. Just because of, if I'm putting my guy together,
that's what I was going for when I did take Bubba.
Yeah, if I'm putting my guy together, I think it'd be pretty cool to watch him, like Rory, hit that high fade, but Bubba's gaping slice that he hits. Oh,
yep.
So, but I went with Fleetwood. Who'd you go with?
I went with Bubba. My first lefty. Sorry. Fifth in distance on tour, 23rd in total driving, but. I mean, just the way he shapes the ball, using that pink driver.
Yep.
He's 12th in club head speed, too. Throw that in there.
I almost took Bubba for looks when we get to the looks portion. I got off him.
Yikes.
All right, iron play. I'll go first on this one. I took Paul Casey in iron play. Some stats to back it up. He's sixth in shots gained on approach. Not bad.
I believe it.
And he's top 30 in every approach category, which they go by 25-yard distances, outside of 125. He's top 30 in every single one.
Seriously?
Yep.
That's really impressive.
Wow.
So, and that goes from 125 up to 275. He's top 30 in all of them.
Wow. Well, I took Justin Rose for irons because he looked unstoppable this week.
Yep.
And I looked at his stats, and they're really not that impressive, but he's 12th in approaches from 150 to 175.
Yeah.
And he's first in left rough proximity. So that's get him in that left rough, and he's deadly. Just a good ball striker, though. Like, I don't know, maybe his stats are a little down this year, but I've always considered him one of the better iron players out there.
I'll tell you what, as part of this... this build a golfer, I went down the wormhole of PGA stats. Like that, there's a lot of stats.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Incredible amount of stats.
Who do you have for irons, Herb?
Irons, Sergio Garcia. Now this was more of a...
like right now or...
Yeah. No. Which irons is he hitting?
This is TaylorMade irons, Sergio, not the Callaways that he's using now. He's falling on hard times, it seems, but... got his major, he don't care.
Yep.
And he's always been known as a pure striker of the golf ball, log irons especially, and yeah, I just went with him.
Yeah.
Don't have the stats back it up, but
yeah, it's kinda like Rosie. You know them as being good ball strikers, but
Yep. And after Harv took that in there, I did a little fact checking because of how bad Sergio is. And what has he made? One of six cuts. And the one he made, he was dead last after the cut.
Wow.
So he's essentially
new
missed clubs. Yeah, he got to play the weekend, but he didn't make a cent. But, all right, then we get into wedges.
I got Justin Thomas.
The wizard.
Number one in the world. He's got to be got to have good wedges, right?
Yeah.
But he does. Yeah. He's 97% Gers from 75 to 100 yards. So he's got that 60 degree work in or whatever he uses from there.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
First in the world. And I noticed he was especially good with his wedges out of the rough. All his stats out of the rough were good.
Interesting that you have the number one player in the world in your build-a-golfer, but at wedges.
Arguably the most important.
Yeah. And I have putter. I have the number one putter in the world.
That's probably the most important, but yeah.
Yeah. As part of building my golfer, I went with who can get it to the green, because Day's putting all the putts in.
Yeah.
Fleetwood hits the fairways. The other guys put it on the green, and Day, you guys are really looking at your
Fleetwood down the dip.
You're looking at your golfer now and realize Matty B's got this thing cased. But wait till we get to looks, though.
My guy's handsome.
Wait till you see her losing. Wait till you see her losing to.
Who do you got for wedges, Arv?
I went with a guy who has to be good with wedges because he hits the ball with a head cover on. Zach Johnson. I mean, he's got a couple majors, right? And he doesn't hit the ball very far, so you know his wedges are good when he wins. So,
yep.
Had to go with him. Building a golfer here. Rory hits it far.
Sergio gets in trouble and Zach saves the day.
I'll wait till you get to see my scrambler.
Yeah,
who's
your scrambler?
Number one.
Who's your wedges?
Wedges, I went with Webb Simpson. Meh, I have no idea.
That team's going downhill.
This was my like last pick, and I didn't.
Yeah.
The two wedge guys were out, so really the only thing I can stand on is he's 10th in approach, 50 to 125. Good enough.
Good enough. Yep.
Good enough. Needed a guy. So putting, obviously, I get skipped because I had Day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I went with I don't know why. Actually, no, I know why. To have another lefty on my team, Brian Harman. He's, I don't know.
The most unknown pick?
Yeah. I noticed he's a great leg putter. Rarely three putts.
Hmm.
So, I kind of like that. And lefties are always good at putting, so.
Are they?
Yeah.
They are?
He's 16th in putting from 20 to 25 feet.
Oh, interesting.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
But yeah, he doesn't three putt, so that means you're good.
that's the metric.
That's it.
Well, hopefully your guys can make a few. Hopefully you can make a few birdies, because
they just got to get it.
He doesn't three putt is not going
to
win.
they just got to get him into that 20 to 25 feet range.
Yeah.
Just...
Huh.
All right. Well, I went with the guy that's probably the only guy who could challenge Jason Day when he's on. And that's Jordan Spieth.
Wasn't on last week. But
when he's on.
When he's on and Day's on, it'd be tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when he just kind of pimps it and doesn't look at the ball and just cans him. You got him. Can't not. You just got to love him.
You tried that tonight, hey?
It didn't work.
No.
Did not work.
Did a few, hey?
Yeah. So, Jordan Spieth putting. That's who I'm going with. I think my team's shaping up better to be yours than Marty's over. I mean, Maddie over here. But Marty.
Wait till we get to scrambling.
That's where I make my hay.
What do you got?
Kevin Na.
Oh, oh my God.
He's number one in scrambling.
Scrambling to buy a new shirt, maybe.
I don't think he's number one in scrambling.
I made that up.
Yeah, you probably did.
He's up there, though.
I think he's up there.
Mm-hmm.
While Harv's going, I'll stat check here.
He, I mean, that birdie he made on 18 on Thursday was the definition of scrambling. He hit a straight right off a tree. Par 4, he had to hit a wood in and hit like a 40-yard slice just to get it right of the green, then or left of the green, then chipped it in for birdie. Like, he's just scrambling around that hole.
He's all over the map.
I mean, I hate him.
He's ninth in scrambling.
That's it.
Through the Fort Worth, he's ninth.
Get him off my team.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, though.
Don't worry.
I thought he was number one.
Yeah.
Your guy's number one.
Number one's, that's why, because I'm using the same stats, so one of us has to be right.
Yeah.
Number one on my team, scrambling, is Henrik Stenson. Now, sample size is a little bit smaller, because if I'm going off PGA, if I'm going off PGA, he's got 26 rounds. Whereas Na has 55. Most guys after Stenson have at least 34.
Kevin Na plays every tournament. no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, he's got
scrambles.
Webb Simpson.
Someone said scrambles around every tournament. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, anything else on Stenson, or can I go the goat of scrambling?
Just that I have Webb, Day, also both in the top four. They're not my scrambler guy.
They don't get a scramble.
No.
Yeah.
See.
Go ahead.
I'm going with my third lefty, the goat of scrambling, Phil Mickelson.
Phil.
I mean, he's fifth in sand saves this year, first in putts per round. That's part of scrambling. Second in strokes gained putting. First in scrambling inside 10 yards. He pulls the flag and chips in all the time. He hits flop shots over guys.
He can be fifth.
He hits it backwards.
He can be fifth in sand saves, and all anyone's going to remember is when he was in that bunker the size of that cup and dinked it out to the left and missed the putt.
And then settled on top of the sprinkler head.
Yeah. Putted it over top of the sprinkler.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all anyone will remember.
Players?
I think it was players.
Yeah. Yeah.
But guy scrambles, he does.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably because he's always hitting bad shots. Scrambling to find a shirt that fits. Scrambling to find a tie.
Yeah,
button up.
Those are done now, I think. Hey, I think he's putting.
Well,
those,
tax season's
those
over.
Yeah, filed all his returns.
All right, looks. Brooks for looks already taken.
Brooks for looks.
You guys are pretty much screwed now.
Yep.
You want to save your...
Yeah, I'll save mine.
I went with... I mean, this guy's just... Some would say dreamy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty dreamy.
Adam Scott. He's getting a little older, but...
Yeah.
Some would say...
I got him number two behind Brooks.
Some would say
sure.
More distinguished.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
He's a good looking dude.
Good tan too, hey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Probably surfs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He probably has a pretty decent life, too, for personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Seems a little bit odd, though, but he's nice looking.
Oh, yeah. Who do you got, Matty?
So I didn't go with facial appearance on this one by any means, but I went with the big rig, John Rahm, because I want my guy to be 6'2", 220, and just overbearing.
Yeah.
Put all these pieces together in that body, you'd be terrified.
Yeah, I mean,
to meet him in a
he's
dark
a man
alley,
child
maybe.
For sure.
Yeah, he's a man.
He's
child.
A specimen.
He's huge, and if you put together all the other pieces that I have, plus I mean, getting him to live Tiger's personal life, yeah, I think Big Rig's the right place to be.
I don't mind the pick.
Yep. And then I guess there's just you left for personal life.
Yeah, you guys have Tiger and DJ.
Yep.
No, I had a tough time with this one. I almost went with Jason Duffner.
Yeah.
Because that guy lives the life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't give a care.
No.
No.
Just strolls in with a hat.
Just puts on 40 pounds, drops it.
Yeah, sits
who cares?
Sits on floors.
I would have said 70 pounds, but...
No, I went with a guy that probably should have been on this list a while ago.
Yep.
But...
Yeah, I almost took him for wedges just to have him on my team.
Slick Dick Rick Fowler. I mean, great name, great looking, 29 years old, lots of life left to live.
Dirt bikes.
Yeah.
Riding dirt
sponsored
bikes.
Sponsored by Puma.
He's
a confident guy. He lives in Florida. He's got the life. His girlfriend ain't bad.
She ain't bad.
I didn't even mention Big... Oh yeah, I was thinking about Big Rig, not Tiger. Tiger's got multiple girlfriends. I'm sure one of them rivals.
Lindsey Vonn.
Allison Stocky?
Yeah.
The pole vaulter?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Good
thing about Rick, though, he doesn't have that major yet. So his life isn't quite complete yet. Once he gets that major.
I hope he does.
Mm-hmm. Well, skeptical. Do you think he'll ever get one?
I don't know. He's only 29.
I know. But time's kind of running out already.
No. Just think of Webb.
Webb won one
how
long ago?
One, but then he won another one.
The Players, not a major.
Oh,
but yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, gross. The fifth major.
But
I think Ricky wins one.
I don't know if he'll ever get one.
Maybe a PGA championship. I don't think he can hold it together for the rest of them.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's reel off these
quick. Masters kind of sets up the best for him. But.
We'll reel off our specific guys, like our build-a-golfer.
Yeah, go for it.
And then we'll get into
what are
the
we
picks
starting
portions.
With? So everyone does the same driving?
Yeah.
Driving, yeah.
Okay. So driving, I got Fleetwood hitting off the tee. Then he's going to hand off to Casey. Probably going to put it on the green. But in case he misses, then I got Webb hitting wedges and Jason Day putting. And then should something happen, Henrik Stenson, number one scrambler. All doing this while in John Rahm's body and living in Tiger Woods' life.
That's not a bad team.
That's actually a good team, yeah.
Yeah, not bad. I'll go. Off the tee, driving, we're going with Rory McIlroy. And then hitting irons, hopefully it's Sergio of old, not this year's Sergio.
You won't even need long irons with Rory off the tee, though.
It's going to go right to the wedges. Then we go right to Mr. Wedge, Zach Johnson. He won't even know what to do being that close to the green, but hitting him in tight so Spieth can knock him in. If they happen to somehow get in a tough situation, Kevin Na, still don't like that pick now I know he's not first, will be scrambling for me. And then, I mean, everyone will be snapping picks because he looks like Adam Scott. All while living Dustin Johnson's life.
Ah, that's the kicker right there. That's the trump card.
Yeah.
All right, well, I got Bubba hitting big old banana slices off the tee. Rose, maybe saving him with some irons. JT with the wedges. Hopefully hitting him to 25 feet so Brian Harman can make a putt. And then... if not, I got Phil hitting out of those little bunkers, flopping shots, all the while looking like Brooks fucking Koepka. Living the life of Ricky Fowler.
That's your team is quite good with Bubba, Rose, and Thomas, but then I feel it goes off the rails with Phil and Harmon.
Hey, man, I'm a lefty. I got to get all the lefties in there.
Well, I see you taking Ted Potter.
I almost took Ted and Greg Chalmers.
Ted Potter's life.
After he won that tournament earlier this year?
Yeah. Guys are living
he
it now.
He bought a new
yeah.
Corolla.
Notable omission. No one took Patrick Reed.
Not really notable, but...
Where's he fitting in? Looks?
Yeah, potentially.
Personal life?
No, all that family drama.
Yeah. I just wanted to get in there just to point out that we didn't want him.
We didn't have, hats.
Clothing. Clothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although Kevin Na might be picking out some clothes.
Oh.
Bubba.
Only thing
top button.
Only thing that shirt was missing was Paw Patrol stickers. Okay, picks from last week.
Picks, yeah.
I'm really eager to get into the picks from last week.
Yeah, Memorial seems like a tournament that we should do a little bit of gusto on.
Well, I'm doing picks recap though.
I know, but we'll see if we do any. Okay. We'll get into picks recap, yeah.
Okay. I'm starting with me because I had the best week of all time. John Rahm, T5. Bob Toy's son, T5. Jimmy Walker, T20 for a 10 average.
Wowzers.
My second week win.
Welcome to the two timer club.
Yep. I'll go to Matty B next because he made a comment. So his picks were ZJ, missed cut. Nick Watney, missed cut.
Second last.
Second
last.
Hey, he beat Keith.
You're lucky he's only getting a 78.
The best part
is that
I took Nick Watney because I thought he was Lucas Glover who got beat up by his wife. And it wasn't him. Talk about your all-time backfires. Yeah.
And then you took the old cut machine, Hadwin, but he's finished 52nd for the old 69 average.
Yep, not bad.
Harv had Scott, 52, who just barely made the cut. Cheston Hadley with a nice T20. And Steve Stricker dropped to 32nd. He was up there for a long time.
He
killed me.
35 average. That's the same as your season average, which is the best. I'm second for season average with 37. Matty B, 39. Mm. You got 5 week wins, but your season average is worse than mine. Talk about luck.
What does that say about you?
I'm lucky. Memorial.
Right. Memorial. Big tournament.
Jack's place.
Stacked field.
It looks
stacked.
I should have fought harder for this to be in our top five courses. Like
the pictures on Instagram right now?
It's unbelievable.
Gotta be fake.
Gotta be.
Filters for sure.
Yeah.
Can't be that
good. It's in Ohio too. Like.
Can't be that good.
Where?
Weirfield Village.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a stacked field. They come to Jack's tournaments.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of your U.S. Open.
I think they were saying, thought another guy posted something like, should this be the sixth major?
Nah.
Just make everything a major.
Yeah.
Should the Corrales be the seventh major?
Bryce Garnett get the Canadian Open in there, too.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no one plays that.
Because it's the week after the bridge, isn't it still?
Yeah.
No one wants to travel back.
All right.
Well, anyway, see you guys.
I'm going first. I got first last week. I'm going first. DJ.
You're feeling it.
He's due to break out, I think. I think he's a little mad that he's number two in the world now.
Yep.
Maybe he's on tilt.
He's got two top fives here and five top 20s.
Could be on tilt, though.
I like it.
He is who I wanted to pick.
Yeah. Too bad. I got Tony Finau. He's actually 11th in the FedEx standings right now. Two top 15 finishes here. And there's four par fives on this course, which suits him. He's fourth in par five scoring. And I love that guy.
Tony.
Insert your
ankle joke.
It rains. He's
yeah. Oh, there it is.
Cuffs are bone dry.
I think I've picked him like four times now. But anyways. Yep. My third pick is Jamie Lovemark. Top 10 last year here. T17 at the Players, T10 at Zurich. I don't know, a couple miscuts in there, but might be able to.
I'd make a side bet that guy misses the cut this week.
Yeah, he's either a miscut or a top 20.
Just a hunch.
I'm hoping for the 20.
Who's up next? Me?
Yep.
Well, I'm going with number one in the world, number one in the FedEx Cup points, Justin Thomas for my first pick.
You pick him every week or just every second week?
Oh.
Whenever he's playing, I guess.
I mean, six wins. So. Someone like you guys are free to take. But Justin Thomas, then I'm going, this is the week Spieth figures out the putter.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Going to get it revved up for the US
Open. He's got the greens red this week.
Yeah. So Jordan Spieth, second pick. And third pick, Triple L. Lovable? Like,
I think you dropped him to likable after you
likable Luke List. He might lose that L altogether if he stinks up the joint this
another
week.
L word. Oof.
Yeah. Luke List the loser if he stinks up this week.
Loser Luke List. All right. Well, that's
a pretty good pick.
Matty B's picks. I'm gonna take Rory coming off
Sabatini?
No. McIlroy.
Okay.
Coming off second place finish overseas, looked like he's rounding into form. Maybe a little jet lag in the legs for Thursday, but I think he's got two seconds, two 15s in six trips, two top 15s, two second place. So he sets up well. So Rory McIlroy, and then Jason Day, guy's hot. So Day's not missing the cut, so I just came off of a 2 of 3. So I'd like to think that he's top 10. But, and then lastly, somewhat sleeper is Kevin Streelman. He, since 2015, he is T18, T8, T13 at this tournament. Good enough.
What does that first line on him say?
Nothing. This is coming off of PGAtour.com, by the way.
Okay.
Nothing is reliable in the long term like the milkshakes in which the players at Mirfield Village can indulge, but he's on a similar trajectory. I don't even know what that means because I've never been there. Kind of an odd question to ask, but
that is weird.
Yep. Three top 10s in his last 10 starts too. So, hey. Struman's my cut for the week.
I thought I picked him once and he sucked.
Yep, he missed the cut that week.
Yep. Oh, and funny, lovable Luke List is also on this sleepers on the PGA Tour. PGA.com.
Jamie Lovemark?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
We all didn't read the same article, apparently.
I want a grace.
That's part of the prep.
No kidding, you want a grace.
All right. Well, that wraps up a fun episode. I loved Bill the Golfer. That was fun. I'm excited to see if we can get any others out there to build a golfer as well. I wonder if we had our just quick exercise, who we think we would take to as a group. But we can figure that out next time.
Yeah, all the
running out of time. Running out of time in this week's episode. But yeah, until then, next week, it's time to hit the clubhouse.